We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elubadebo. Be revived.
Through the word, let's ask the Lord to strengthen our hearts in total alignment and obedience to His word. Can you pray? Pray in understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Ask the Lord to strengthen your spirit from the inside, that the word of the Lord will become reality in my soul. Lord, I launch into the deep. In this new season, I press forth into entering into a deeper level of communion with you. I ask for a supply of your spirit, Lord God, that you rid me away of every limitation, every hindrance, every infirmity that stops me from breaking forth into a new season of strength, of power, of grace with you in the place of fellowship. Lord, I ask for mercy, Lord. In the areas I've fallen short, I ask that you show me mercy. Can you pray for mercy? And then ask the Lord to now strengthen you in the places you are struggling. Pray for grace. I want us to pray. In the areas you are struggling, ask the Lord to strengthen you. In the areas that you are falling short, ask the Lord to strengthen you. In the areas that you are being limited, ask the Lord to grant you more capacity, more ability to fellowship and flow in the spirit and to flow in life. Ebaranishta, Erekodobata, Romanistofelo, Jamenistofelo, Erepeka Jeministofelo, Erepeka Jajomenistofelo, Araka Jamenistofelo, Araka Jamenistofelo, Faranistofelata, Erepeko Jojomeni Elapranistofala, Reka Temoka, O Labaranita, Fakujena, Imono Sifala, Justo, Rekadabana, Frepeko Nasiata, O sufficient supply of grace, Ye Barona Gajajamenio Frepeneaha, Rapapako Jojomenia Frepeko Nialasa, Rekatepeko Jojomenia Frapapako Nialasa, Baroga Jajamania Frapapako Nialasa. Lord, I embrace new commandments of the Spirit in this season. I receive those commandments, those instructions are live to me. And so from today, I receive empowerment to take steps in the Spirit in total obedience, in total obedience, in total obedience, in total obedience, in total obedience. I receive grace. I receive grace. I turn away from every form of rebellion. I turn away from every form of rebellion to your voice, to the leading of the Spirit. I receive grace to delve into communion with you. I receive grace to delve into communion with you. Father, we give you thanks in Jesus' name, and the people of God says, I will appreciate Pastor Friday. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for adding to us again today. We cannot oversee some of these things that are being taught. They are very crucial to your prosperity as a Christian, your wholesome prosperity. The prosperity of your soul is tied to the strength of your communion with the Lord. Very, very key. You cannot oversee this. And I want to say this, please. I want to say this, appealing to you and begging you, okay? I want you to take these teachings, very important, as the Lord speaking to you and instructing you. You know, at times we hear things, we do as if we don't hear. Like I was telling some of the pastors yesterday, there is an aspect of the Lord's way where He will tell you something ahead, instruct you, and you will not listen. And you do as if you did not hear. A time will come where the table will turn. And it always happens like that. There's a place like that in Proverbs chapter 1. You know, we don't like some aspect of the Bible, because we always feel that there's no consequence for disobedience. That's part of the deceptions of what I call extra, is it, how will I call it? Hyper grace, or is it extravagant grace, or whatever they call it? It's the fact that there is no consequence for disobeying God. God just patches you. God does not patch people up. And God does not promote on trial. All right? Mercy is that God gives you an opportunity to do the same thing. That's mercy. It's not that God just patches you. Just let's just patch you. Let's patch you up. Let's patch you up. And you know, when you interact with certain aspects in the body, you feel that vibe. And you just know that a lot of people are not ready to know the Lord. Okay? So I want you to take these instructions as life. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Because you will not be able to make any progress from where you are currently in your walk with God without taking intentional, deliberate steps. Can we say amen?
Amen.
And like I've always taught you, grace is the Lord bringing understanding. What did I say grace is?
The Lord bringing understanding.
So understanding is the supply of grace. All right? The Lord brings grace when he begins to teach you. And that's what I've taught you severally, that grace is a teacher. Grace teaches you to live, walk. He will teach you to walk. And then he will teach you to deny. Okay? So now you have to now start denying some things. I enjoy the teaching because I'm also looking at areas I need to also upgrade in terms of my own commitment to the Lord. Because when it comes to communion, you cannot, it is not a, there's no peak to the learning. It's not, there's no cap that, okay, I've mastered communion fully, so I'm already a communion myself. So you are not a communion. You will do communion and you will sit on the throne and you continue communion. So I mean, what a beautiful teaching. So I'm saying this because I know that, like Pastor said, most of the major warfare we face is not to do what we hear. I don't know, there's a devil currently around in the body of Christ, around present through teaching centers. He's a wicked devil. He's a devil that does not make you do what you hear. All right? And he's a devil of this age. He's a devil of this age. I call it a perilous devil. It's a devil of perilous times. It is a spirit of this age. You know, we grew up with parents that, just looking way back, I just saw how, you know, I have fond early memories of my growing up in the 80s. And when I look about, I just, life was so holy then. And then I'm sure it's more holier in the 60s. Maybe for those that grew up in the 60s, they'll look at the 80s as all holy. I even remember even the music we used to hear. You know, some of those secular music in those times. Honestly. Sometimes when I say, Kai, I ever dug by it. All right? So this is what I'm saying. I'm saying this because there's a lot of assault upon the quality of human life. And you need to know that. There's a lot of assault. You see, the spirits in the air, they have done a whole lot of programming and what I call conditioning to reduce men into, I'm sorry to use the word, mere animals. Just mere animals. Where even worse than animals. Some things that animals don't do, men are doing it. All right? Some things that an animal will not do, men are doing it. So the thing about an animal, because so you know that animals, for instance, they're pigtins. At least a dog will pigtin. At times they say, whoo, whoo, whoo. They know that something that so you are still sleeping. Dead deep into sleep. A dog knows when there's maybe a presence around, you know, your vicinity that seems to be a strange presence. Yeah. And they are comfortable and they are maybe moving their body or trying to bark. And you are just looking, so what's wrong with you? Keep quiet there. Keep quiet there. So that is less than a human. Man was designed to know God. Man was designed to have fellowship with God. Man was designed to know the thoughts of God, fellowship with the thoughts of God. Man was designed to even be prophetic, to know things that are going to come.
So when things happen to you all the time, you never pick them. You should get angry. Yes, now. You are not a victim of accident. Every time, everything always goes wrong with you. That is what Pastor Friday is trying to say, that when you have communion, you pick things in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You know you are alert in the spirit.
Yes,
you can tell that there's something. You may not even be able to say it 100% what it is, but you just know something in your spirit. Your spirit has picked a frequency. And when you pick it, you just begin to pray. You pray and pray. May we not learn the hard way.
Amen.
Some of us, we are all just enjoying a season of mercy. But it's not going to be like that forever. They can't cover you up forever. Right? What I mean is that a lot of people learn when they have major casualty. When you say you have a casualty in the spirit. I have one senior pastor, minister, is a friend. He told me about that there was a time in his life that he was not praying like he ought to pray. And he misunderstood a father in the body that shared some of his experience about prayer. You know, what did he understand about that father? It was the man, the father in the body, I just don't want to mention his name, is a man of deep faith. So, because a man of deep faith is a man of communion, and the prayer of a man of communion is different. So he spoke concerning that. So he did not hear well, so he took the word and he was not praying like he ought to pray. Yes, so he didn't understand what he was saying. Because a lot of Christians, prayer is more like a religious routine than an act of fellowship and communion with the Lord. So he went with that. And he said that Satan stole a lot from him in 6 months. He said in 6 months, Satan stole a lot. So, when you are not committed to the Lord in the area of communion, we should even be afraid, you know, because I remember that as a Christian, and I still have it by the grace and mercy of God, that when you don't pray daily, you are not okay. And I see a lot of guys, you know, revelation environment, you are just so revelatory, and you feel you can do without prayer. You skip it. Now, sometimes maybe conditions can happen, you know. We are not perfect people, but you are okay. That's the problem I have. The fact that you are okay. And you don't feel that need to speak with the Lord on a daily basis. That's a very big problem. Now, the issue now is that you are not using your knowledge. All right? Because you need to be aware of this. It will gauge yourself. There's a difference between you having a strong spirit,
yes, sir,
and you having a knowledgeable head.
Yes, sir.
When you have a strong spirit, I know, just talking with you. Somebody with a strong spirit, they carry breath. They are deep. Even their words are deep. The way they talk, you know that this person has fellowship with the Lord. It's not shallow talk. It's not talk from here. So when you enter prayer, those are the forces that make you ascend. They are forces of spiritual understanding that make you ascend. When you talk to God, there's a way you talk to God. You talk to God from this place. As a matter of fact, as much as I believe in praying the Spirit, and I think maybe we'll also have to talk about that. A lot of people have seen praying the Spirit as a substitute of talking to God. And you just hide in that place and your tongues... You know, you can just be doing tongues, almost like Shama Rama, and then your mind is just wandering. So now, let's say this, you know, well, we are teaching these things not to condemn ourselves, but to make adjustments, all right? We are living in a world of massive distraction. There's a lot of distraction everywhere. It's a more destructive world. All right? There's distraction everywhere. And we have to master how to deepen our communion with the Lord in the midst of such distraction. You have distraction everywhere. Many of us now, we are working remotely, and that's going to increase. In fact, it's designed that way. So in the next 5 to 10 years, we are going to have more remote work. So a lot of people, it's designed that the future is going to be more of a, there'll be a lot more virtual reality. So we all of us will be more on like that. Science has gone to the point, technology has gone to the point where, you know, workplace, everybody will just wear headgear. There's going to be an headgear set that will link you, so you don't need to go to office. So everybody has your office, they'll just give you an headgear or whatever they'll give you, and everybody just logs in the morning. So you see yourself, an hologram of yourself in that virtual world. You will actually be in office, walking in your office. Because, amen, that's why you watch some of those movies. You think that they are playing. They are not playing. The technology is already, rolling under it. So you'll be seeing yourself walking. This one is not like what we think. You will be seeing yourself in office. You will spend 5 hours there, but you never left your room. That's the design. The technology is already available. So in the future, human interaction will be very costly. All right? They are going to minimize it. The world, that system of life is already designed. It's already designed. And I don't think nothing will stop that as it is, as I speak. All right? I'm saying this to let you know that we are living in a massive, you know, destructive world. And it's going to be increasing like that. So we have to master communion with the Lord. We need to master communion with the Lord. We need to master communion beyond prayer activity. Now, let me touch that. You know, I've been saying that a lot of time. That I, you know, I saw a post of one of our fathers in the body, Bishop Dr. Bishop David Oyedepo, and I sent it on the church page, and it was hammering on communion, that is the foundation for prayer. All right, because I see a lot of prayer efforts that are way off communion. And it's another deception of the enemy is to distract you with religious activity. Because a religious spirit is a substitute spirit. It will substitute the power of God for something else. So you'll be doing the same thing, but it's not generating anything. That's a religious spirit. It's an arm in satanic battalion designed for the church. All right? So something that is supposed to generate power will not generate power. You'll be doing it all the time, but it will not generate power because there is no understanding as the basis for it. So you will pray, but it's not generating power because it is impossible to pray according to the will of God or pray on the foundation of truth and doctrine and not experience transformation. Right? So when you can pray and your boast is in the hours you pray, not in the life that has been changed, then the religious spirit has stepped in and brought a substitute. They have changed gold for panda. All right? So you'll still be doing the same thing, but without the power of God anymore. There's no change. There's no change anymore. Yes, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. So you have a form of prayer. You can even have a video where they show you where you are praying. And then they show you, you know where you're. And then all you and your people, you are doing like this. And they post it online. The power of prayer. No, I've taught you before that prayer is more of a secret thing. You know, prayer, that's it. Prayer is not, it's a secret. Prayer has its own mystery. That's what Jesus was teaching. There's a mystery to prayer. And that's why prayer is more of an heart. It's more of an heart. When you say art, I'm not talking about act. Prayer is more of an heart. You know the way artists, they flow. Artists are spirit, inspirational people. Prayer is more of an heart. That's why there's no formula for praying. 5 steps to prayer. Pray 5 minutes, talk in tongues. After that, do worship a little bit and dance in a certain way. And rababa, foba, go. You know what I'm talking about? After another 10 minutes, you can't really do that. Prayer is more of an art. So that's why you need to be taught. Now, what that teaching is to give you understanding. So understanding now begins to now give you lift in prayer. That understanding is what will now lift you. You can now begin to flow in prayer. So you need to understand the heart of praying. Because you are talking to a being. So some of us are not even conscious of that. So we do prayer more as a religious thing. And I'm not saying don't pray. For some people say, my prayer is cuckoo religious. So let me sleep. That you didn't hear well. Your problem is laziness. He said, well, he said, no, I'm thinking that should not be the way you hear. All right? So why will you not pray? You know, say, because I'm not getting it right. Let me just cuckoo sleep. They have said that it's religious prayer I'm cuckoo doing before. The reason why you can afford to keep sleeping and ignore praying is you are blind and you are ignorant and you don't know what you are losing. You don't know what you are losing. You are losing a lot. Each time you don't engage in the Lord in prayer and communion, you are losing a lot. Your distance between you and the Lord is widening more. And it's going to be revealed in your ignorance. You'll be ignorant and you'll be very shallow. We should not have shallow people in these waters. Yes. Shallowness is not based on what you are talking. It's far beyond that. It's talking about depth of character, profundity, solidity on the inside, ability to stand with truth, with what you believe. One of the reasons why the SU believers are strong till tomorrow. They don't know as much as you know, but till tomorrow they are strong. You see many of them, they will lose a dear one. You know, I heard the story of, you know, a father called, you know, Bishop Mike Oye. He's one of the fathers, his father of fathers, one of the SU pioneers in Nigeria. He will be in his 80s right now. He lost his son. And he went to preach that day. You will not know. And that's what Baba Debe was saying about Uma Okpai. That lost his two of his children in a day. And when he saw his conversation, he learned before he lost his own son too. Those were trials. Those are trials of fathers. But you see, the thing about it is that, you know, that commitment, I'm going back to that SU thing. There was something that they brought to the church that has been eroded completely. By a lot of, you know, let me not talk too much. I don't want to sound critical, but a lot of, how do I call it? In quotes, prayer efforts to help people. I personally don't believe that you should wake up in the morning streaming. I don't believe that. I'm not saying this is wrong. I don't believe in that. You wake up 5:30 in the morning and you are streaming devotion. I don't believe that. There's no way. Yes. There's no way you can be better than us. You will not be better than us. That is not deserved. I am not. There is a place for hearing teaching from your pastor. There is a place for you going into. You cannot replace that. And no pastor should want to be doing all that. I mean, I would never reduce myself to do that. Why will you do that? So even you as a man of God, you should be careful of yourself. Because you understand? You need to be spending time with the Lord. Many men of God have already become shallow in the bit of ministering to the saints. They don't have time. They don't fellowship with the Lord. They don't touch the Lord. You just be finding out that the anointing upon will be working. You just be walking and walking and walking and walking. Because there's a demand on it. But the inside, issues can be. And if you are sincere, you will know. External Christianity. Too external. You have to learn to talk to God. You have to learn it. You have to learn. You have to teach you to wake up in the morning, talk to God, read your Bible, pray. If God leads you to listen to some message for some minutes, you can do that. I'm not giving you formulas. What I'm saying that place of personally praying, talking to the Lord, exercising your own muscles in the spirit, there is not substitute for that. You can't wake up in the morning and you are hearing one prayer online or devotion online and you just say, amen, 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 amen. It's like a last song. Amen, 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 amen. I'm telling you. That is spoon feeding you. Spoon feeding you. Just spoon feeding you. And you are many years in the faith, you can't pray yourself. Oh my God. That's why I said one day. I came to church one day. They were waiting for someone to lead prayer. I said, what nonsense. I came to church. So 7:30, Luko sent on pray. Only there, we are waiting for the prayer. So now we have office of prayer. There's nobody that can only pray. I said that should never happen in this church. If the prayer, I don't know what has not come. Let anybody lead prayer. By now, even our teenagers should be leading prayer. They come and lead prayer. That's how we grew. We grew by leading pre-service intercession. That's how we grew. By 17, I was already doing it. I'm already wondering. Yes, I was already doing all those leading of prayer. I was already doing it as a teenager. Praying for my pastor, praying for service. I'll be doing it. Come early to church. I'll say talking to some people. You're single. You are coming late to church. You don't know what you are doing. You don't know what you are doing. Sincerely, as I'm seeing you, you are not serious. You are not serious because you don't have. Because I'm wondering. So what did you do? Amen. Did you service your husband overnight? If you know what I'm talking about, what did you kill over last year? Even you said that you are married. You should be up and doing. In other words, you get to church early. What you do is that there's prayer 1 hour. You see some people, the idea is that you meet people praying inside the hall. You meet people praying. There's no time you get to church, you meet people praying. The first person that enters church is praying. Then others join praying. Then we'll do that. After we do that at the background, they will now come and do the one that will now... Where all of us will now, the 30 minutes soon, before service. We can't lose those things. And be saying, actually, we are the new generation of the New Testament light. We are moving into the most holy. Hallelujah. So, you are not in... I want you to be very determined to change your ways. You can't be like the same person every year, in and out. Yes, you can be. So, this is my point. Alright? Communion, prayer, changes you. It changes you. It alters you. When you set your heart to pray, and commune with the Lord, you will just begin to see the Lord immediately address your infirmities. There is no way. If you're having communion with the Lord truly, every day the Lord will alter you. Now, for instance, somebody having communion cannot be fighting. You don't understand? Because you need to understand this thing. You cannot be fighting. I can tell you this, you know. I look at myself and my wife, how we grew through the years. And honestly, my wife is looking more beautiful. I'm telling you the truth. Like, I'm loving her more. She's getting better and better. You know, in those days, we have quarrel. No, you know, couples have issues. You know what I'm talking about. But the issue is that we don't agree. Maybe we have not agreed and all that. But the beautiful thing is that both of us used to go and pray. That thing is a beautiful thing. It is in the place of prayer that Holy Ghost addresses. For me, Holy Ghost address for her. Holy Ghost address. We just find out that every day we always make peace. I don't think we have ever had any issue. I say this to the glory of God. That passed one day. And I can say that is because of communion. Now, if you have communion, there's no way. How can you have communion? You just finish prayer with the Lord. You just finish prayer with the Lord. And your wife is greeting you. And you no answer. Just think about it. You met with the Lord. I mean, she gives you food, the Lord chop. So I never deny food before in my life. I only do that once, sir. No matter what my wife do. Hallelujah. At times, my wife used to even feel disappointed. I want to get this guy angry. And then I'll just do the opposite. Sir, I know they play with food. You know, some guys, they say, I'm not eating the food. You're not going to eat outside. So, you are striking. And you know, some women, you know, those things used to touch them. He did not eat my food. He did not eat my food. He did not eat my food. As when you look back, you will grow above it. And you see how foolish you were. I look at some of the things that my conversation years ago, I just laugh. How can I be like that? How can I be like, this is terrible, man. How can I be like that? Or maybe you, oh my God. So I just noticed that communion thing was a regulator. Oh, a major regulator. At least for me. Then my wife caught up later. And, you know, we're doing fine. It's a regulator. No matter what. You can't meet Holy Ghost in the morning. You say, good morning, Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost talk to you. And the first thing is like, you are ready to keep malice. You don't understand? And then after you, then you still move with that your malice. You hold the malice where? It's no way. You see, the thing about it is that you may not have even totally throw away the malice, but you will hold it with lesser strength. Has it ever happened to you before? You said that, see, if I see this person, I will bone the person. You made up your mind and then you went to pray. By the time you finish praying, that resolve to bone the person is weak. So when you now see the person else, you smile. That is what communion does to people. So I'm just showing you how you know that you are making progress in communion with the Lord. It's not hard. Anytime you meet the Lord in the secret place, it is always, let's see that principle in Matthew chapter 6. The Father who is in the secret place will reward you openly. How does he reward you? With presence. That reward, you always think that is they will give you car. They will give you. No, this is not a prayer for getting things from God. This is a prayer for getting life from God. Touching him. So, but now when you pray, enter into what? Thy closet, shut away destruction, all right? Anything that distracts you. We have done this teaching over the years, all right? And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father. Where is your Father? In secret. In secret. In secret. So you can now, so you need secrets of the kingdom to access communion with persons. That's the place where you need understanding and revelation knowledge. That's where you need doctrine so that you can access them. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly. What the reward openly is that your life is transformed. Yeah. That's the reward, sir. Change of lifestyle is the open reward. It's not that you got your answers, you know. Amen. At times, you have a season in your walk with God, and I need to let some of us know this season, where it's as if God is not answering your prayer, but you are growing. That's how you know that God does not hate you. God is just delaying some of those requests so that you can spend more time focusing on the Lord. Can we say amen? At times, God will take your eyes, want you to take your eyes from a need. Many of you, some of the challenges you have is that you are so perturbed about that need. It can be a need of anything. And the need is stopping communion with the Lord. Because that need that you have, and you know, we're all at different levels. The Lord can permit you to do something for a season of your life. Does not mean it's right. The Lord can permit you to do some prayer. I remember very early, Pastor, as a young Christian, as a teenager, the Lord weaned me for praying for myself. Early. I didn't know until later on, weaned me for maybe I'm praying for needs. Prayer for needs. So I grew up very early. Maybe by the time I was 17, when I was already clocking 18, I started praying less for myself. For my needs, rather. When I pray for myself, I pray more for, I use epistles to pray. That's how we were taught. I pray Ephesian prayer, Colossian prayer, since I've been doing it for years. So I now found out that I didn't know that it was a fast way of getting my needs met. So I remember as a teenager, when I was 18, I was an usher, you know, I grew up in a local church. I was almost in every department. I was an usher, you know. And ushers then, we needed suits. So I remember then I was working for the ministry in that 1998. My salary was 1.5 per month. So, and there were needs in the church. So after I paid my tithe, then you also have to sow project seed. You know, you will sow and sow. Well, I've been sowing, but I've been doing this seed, sowing thing since 18. Okay, 15% off, 10% off. 1.5, that one's gone. Then there's projects. I remember then our local church, we're building an auditorium outside the church. And I remember I was serving my pastors, and I saw them pray. They used to trust God for money. I saw that raw. I saw them, they'll be believing God for block money to come, believing God for roof money to come. I saw that raw. So I remember one time I wanted to finish, you know, the roofing of the building before the inauguration. I was supposed to bring a man of God. Then it was Dr. Tunde Bakare that was coming to inaugurate. So there was no money. So I remember my pastor and the wife who knelt down in the office praying for money. So when they prayed, I now noticed that they just paid me my salary. 1.5. After I paid my tithe. After they finished prayer, I just went to submit all the money. I felt that this was the answer to the prayer. I remember then block. How much was block in 98? So I remember that 1,000 naira bought some blocks. We're building. We got some. So I mean, I understand that there are many, many. God will teach us more ways.
Amen.
I just feel that, you know, we need a generation that needs to master ways of God. They need to master ways of God. They need to master ways of God. They need to master ways of God. We need to master ways of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can we pray in the Spirit for some minutes? Just pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just pray. Let's just pray at your breath. These words will not just be words alone. They will interface you with power. You will touch the Lord like you have never done before. You will touch the Lord like you've never done before. Your relationship with the Lord will go beyond your head. It will touch you. You will know the Lord from your heart. You will know the Lord. You will know the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Pastor CJ, I noticed the Lord started training me to give since. Since. All right, let's have that. We have that.
Thank you, Jesus. Amakratu fuji kalabra paka kapi pipepia papa people. You people, 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 people. For you see, I've been coming. I've been speaking. I've been coming. In those nudges. In those impressions, even in the instructions that I've brought, that commandment, that thing I've told you to do, oh, that looks so weak, that looks so still, that looks so ordinary. I am in that voice. 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 For though I am mighty, I can also condescend even to little things. To little things. But many of my people have risen the way. You have taken things I have given to you, things I have told you, things I have spoken to you. You have risen it out. You have risen it away. You have risen it away. You have risen it away. And because of that, you have not bore fruit. 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 You have not bore fruit as you ought to have bore. But I'm speaking to you again. I'm speaking to you again. Pay attention to that nudge. Pay attention to that instruction. Pay attention to that feeling. Pay attention to that thing. Pay attention to that sign. Pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. For everything, Every obedience counts. Every obedience is being accounted for. Every obedience is being accounted for. For you see, even the testimony of my servant is as a result of many seeds that have been in the ground. It's as a result of many obedience. Just a reasoning in the heart. Just a good heart. A good heart yielding to a thing. A good heart yielding to a thing. Not seeing the reasons, but just following out of love. Just following out of love. I want your heart to be cultured in that same manner. I want your heart to be cultured in that same manner, where I can entreat you as a child, where I can lead you as a child, where I can just take you, I can move you, I can pull you, move you, make you take decisions out of love. Amen. decisions born of faith. For it is in that obedience that some of your mountains will move. Amen. It is in that obedience that some of your issues will be cleared away. It is in that obedience that some things that even look high, that look mighty, even will be taken away. So I want you to respond more to my speakings. Respond more to the things I tell you to do. Respond. Don't reason them away. Yes. Don't reason them away. Be meek. And follow me, for I have a place I am taking many of you to. I have a place in the future. I have a place in the future. I have a place in the future that I'm taking you for, taking you to. It's a step after each other. Just take a step. Just keep taking that step. Take a step and another step. Take a step and another step. Every obedience counts, and you'll surely get to the destination that I want to take you to, saith the Lord.
Can we say amen? Amen. I just feel that we'll move into... After this, we'll move into teaching on faith. That's why we need to still teach on faith. Because faith is more than a principle. Even at milk level, faith is a spirit. It is a way. You have to contact that way. The reason why many don't have that flow with the Lord, that there's no faith. Faith is born out of communion with the Lord. Faith is born out of communion. So, I found out that somebody gave me 2 suits. I couldn't have used my money to buy that suit. Never. It was a banker, remember? That brother, that he was working in Citibank. He gave me 2 suits. I won't forget. I was overjoyed. Because you don't understand what that means. We use faith a lot. You obey God and you trust God. And then you see God come through. I did that. I did well. Oh, I did that so well. I'm thanking God. Looking back, I say, God, thank you. Some of them look risky and crazy. We love God. We love God so much. At times, I'm not saying you should do that. You use your last offering. You use your transport for offering. And then we'll now go to bus stop. Me and my friend, we'll be praying in tongues. I remember when I entered, but sort of the conductor was asking us someone. I was praying in the spirit. Hey, Omo, you lunch, Shane? Makashtabala press. Fabosh tevela pros tevela kambo. The guy just looked at us. He don't go go to lunch. Yeah, my friend just said it worked. It worked. Or you use it to buy tape. You use your money to buy tape. Ah, oh God. I don't know how I can say this. But then we used to buy tape. The message was never free. You will buy tape. You use your money to buy tape. And at times you will consider it, okay,
Is it, should I buy sausage? Because in my own time too, there was sausage. There was gala. Gala has been since. Yogurt has been since. Finites has been since. Bonds has been since. I used to like bonds, sir. So other times you will wait. Bonds, yogurt, or tape. So at times, you know, your snack money, I remember there was a time, you know, tapes used to be between 50 and 100 naira, depending, you know, on how time, churches, 50 times 100, you know, for tapes. So you have to look at it, and you have already calculated your transfer. So I won't eat today. I need to buy this message. Pastor said we should listen to it immediately. We'll buy it. Let me tell you something that is happening. Let me tell you why. In those days, people listened more. And when I mean listen more, the more humanity is, you know, weakening, ability to hear and do is weakening, is dullness. That time, when you hear anything from pulpit, as it's coming, you do it. It was a sum of fear. So when that pastor say, get this message, listen to it again. The thing everybody will do is that at that time, just go and buy them. We used to wait for message, because I remember that the message recorder was... take some time to record. So you wait for message. You wait for message. You want to sure that you collect that message before you go home. So that you can listen to it. Because it was said that listen to the message again. So that you don't know. I need to let you know. You are fighting a terrible devil. It is a new devil. That newly arose. Yes. It's a devil that you will hear and hear and hear. They will even be singing with it. Yes. Huh? And you just... the heart is more hardened. The heart is more hardened. Yes, that's what it means. It's the spirit of this age. Huh? So we have to ward that spirit. If you don't ward that spirit, you can't know God. You have to ward that spirit. Be determined to do what you hear. Let it start there. Now, let me say that again. I'll round up on this. I know I've taken time, but it's worth it. Be determined to do what you... anything the Lord has told you to do, do it. Just do it. Don't think twice. Don't rationalize it. Just do it. Do it like you heard it and keep doing it. Just do it. It was one day, it was in this service one day, the Lord spoke to me how much I should be giving. It just came. It came like breeze. So I would have said, you know. Etuso. The breeze came and I knew that's what the Lord wanted. And Pastor, I'm saying this, I started doing it religiously. Like you were saying, do it religiously. It was not easy. I'll do it religiously. I'm doing it religiously. So when I start seeing the signs... It took over 5 years. But when I started seeing the signs, I said, God, I thank you, sir. I can't plan this for myself. No, I cannot have planned this for myself. I saw the reason why. There was a time, anytime foreign currency entered my hand, the Lord said, give it out. Give it out, give it out, give it out. And immediately I do it. There was one time I tried to question the Lord. I asked him, maybe if it's you, say it again. By the time the Lord spoke to me, the Lord spoke to me with a stern warning. He said, you know my voice. Stop asking me again. I'm not your mate. Hey. The Lord is not your mate. The Lord tells you to do something. He said, God, tell me again. Are you all right? I say you should do something. I say, Tobaja in here too. I say, God, I'm sorry. I don't even own my life. If the Lord requires your life right now, you cannot carry the Lord to court. So some of you that are doing, having plans, some of you that used to like plan, planner, sir. Say you worry all. What gives you a guarantee that you will see next year? No, don't tell me that in the... I rebuke it in Jesus' name. I am a child of God. Shh. Have you heard of powerful men of God that have gone to be with the Lord? Some of them God even told them, but it did not make any difference. If God tell you that you are going home, and you even say that I'm going home, you are still going home. See, you understand what I'm saying? I'm only saying to please, I beg you, fear God. God is not our mate. This generation has reduced God to one teddy bear. Yeah? God is not your mate. If God tells you anything, nah, do it. It doesn't matter. Just do it.
Hallelujah.
Keep doing it. Because that thing God told you to do, it is for you. It has nothing to do with him. It does not change him. It is you that it will change. And if you don't do that thing, you reduce the potency of God's power in your life. May the Lord grant you understanding.
We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The dayspring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through his servant, Pastor Dimeji Elugbadebo. Be revived.